This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Nutri-Medical Report. John, we have your letter up. You made up at 4:28 a.m. this morning, and it talks about really, in brackets, what caused the mayor of Seattle to allow Antifa and BLM, Black Lives Matter, to establish a six-block Marxist compound called CHAD. Actually, the word I heard was called CHAZ, C-H-A-Z. It's mutated to CHOP, C-H-O-P, calling a protest zone. And we heard a solution from our guess in hour number two, Josh Bernstein, actually just kind of turn off the electricity, water, and surround it with razor wire and give one opening to come out and kind of get out of there once everything's shut off. No power, no electricity, no sewage, nothing. We can't allow this to metastasize to other cities in the country. And, in fact, it's my feeling that this mayor and other people like the governor and so on should probably already be in custody and heading toward jail. This is a criminal activity of the mayor and these other people. This is not normal. This is not just politics. This is a criminal activity. This is encouraging a riot and revolution inside the United States and forming an autonomous territory. It's a very, very bad thing. And it tried to metastasize to other cities. Luckily, the other cities wouldn't allow it. So I'd like you to kind of give us your analysis of what's going on here and how bad this is and why did she do this stupid thing? Because you got this article from Bonnie O'Neill, sent you the following article about what really happened. Do you want to read it or want me to read it? Go ahead.
Well, before I read it, Bonnie O'Neill sent me a letter that was written by one of the National Guardsmen who was on duty, who was deployed to that area.
Right.
And he describes in detail what he and his fellow guardsmen went through. His unit was one of the few that remained because some of the others were not adequately trained for the job. So that's part of the problem. But if you want to go ahead and read it, that's fine with me, Dr. Deagle.
Right. Okay, let's go. Okay, Bonnie O'Neill sent me the following article. But what really happened in Seattle during the time of when the Washington National Guard was deployed before Antifa and BLM were able to enter the East Seattle Police Department precinct and then establish a six-block Marxist compound, which was designated as the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, better known as CHAZ. By the way, they changed the name now, or some people have in the group, to CHOP, which is a protest area. But we are now finding out when Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan, D-U-R-K-A-N, basically agreed with all demands being made by the very violent protesters. A similar pattern of capitulation is being carried out by mayors and council members of many cities throughout America, who were mainly the same dictators who enforced an extreme strict regulations during the COVID-19 lockdown that included fines up to $1,000 for not wearing face mask, entering a public beach, parking on a hiking trail, or by contrast, no such restrictions were ever imposed upon Antifa and BLM protesters who marched on the streets that caused traffic to halt, who tagged buildings that were later looted and burned, and who are now causing violence with lethal weapons. By the way, this rapper's heading on AK-47s. With lethal weapons and objects with the intent of harming people who resist them. I know if the late Eldridge Cleaver were alive, he would not have joined the Black Lives Matter movement because its founders and leaders strongly support abortions. He sent me a letter that focused entirely upon abortion shortly after he had met me and conversed in person back in 1986. Eldridge was so concerned about so many black lives that were being murdered and lost forever by abortion. BLM founders Patrice Kahn-Kurlus, C-U-L-L-O-R-S, 36, Alicia Garza, 39, and Opal Tometi, 35, who established Black Lives Matter in 2013, have only contempt for human life beginning at conception. Later, they become very, very well-funded by the New World Order organizations. In the meantime, they devised a well-organized plan whereby city mayors and council members would cooperate or collaborate with them. collusion became the name of the game, with while state governors, county supervisors, and municipal leaders began betraying our trust in the future of America. When all of our commercial radio programs in Southern California called Sound Off with John W. Spring, many contacts were made with the black community in Los Angeles after they recalled and recognized my name from my previous service in their neighborhoods going back to the 1960s. After 7 years, we were unable to stay on air due to our personal financial sacrifices becoming depleted. I received a phone call from an African-American man who told me about a police shooting that killed a fine young man during the time when William Bratton was the chief of LAPD. Because I was no longer on commercial radio or even the Internet, there was so little that I could do to expose those killings. They were later confirmed by a retired African-American LAPD officer. I have a long history of supporting justice for African-Americans who have been abused and treated ruthlessly. However, when these current protesters used the tragic death of George Floyd and other innocent victims by becoming very hateful police as a reason to destroy property, threaten the lives of other people, and attempt to destroy the very moral fabric of our nation, I could not support them. For the record, in Minneapolis, at the murder scene of George Floyd, one of the four MPD officers was black. The chief of the Minneapolis Police Department is black and should have reviewed some of the 18 complaints against a former MPD officer who was responsible for the death of George Floyd. By the way, George Floyd had 11 nanograms of fentanyl and a narcotic in his system. He had coronary artery disease. And we were shown yesterday by John Moore that the procedure was actually shown in a video that was from the Czech Republic. This procedure, putting a knee on the back of the upper back. And by the way, George Floyd was able to say, "I can't breathe. If your airway is blocked, you cannot have obstruction to your airway." He died, and this is a toxicological analysis from my putting all the data together. He died primarily of fentanyl. He had a coronary artery disease, and he probably, if the cops had Narcan, which, by the way, the city mayor had actually overrided the cost because it's too expensive to give the cops Narcan. Most of these people, including George Floyd, were probably dying not of cops' abuse, although this guy had previous issues which should have got better training. He died probably of fentanyl. Okay, I'm a toxicologist, I can tell you that. Now, the same thing goes on. We have another person, this guy in Atlanta, 7 years in jail because he was abusing and beating up his kids. He was released because of COVID-19. He was actually under the influence of alcohol, proven on a breathalyzer. He grabbed a taser, and tasers are not non-lethal. If you hit somebody in the neck or the chest, especially if they're with a taser, you can kill someone. Now, I don't believe that they should have been able to go right up to using lethal force with a gun. But the problem is we haven't given the police this technology, and we put them in grave danger to dealing with drug addicts and criminals and people that are out of control. So the situation is that they turn a video and try to second-guess something that's on over 3 or 4 seconds and turn it into a prosecution, and now they want to defund the police or make them liable for suits, which means you won't have police forces anymore. You need better training, better things like drone forces and non-lethal technology like a drone net or a vertigo gun and other technology, so you don't have to go directly to guns. But what happened is, in George Floyd's case, and also in the mayor of Washington, D.C., they did not give the police, because of the expense, Narcan. And I know, as a toxicologist doctor and work in ICU, the cops should have had Narcan, because the first thing when this guy is misbehaving is assume he's under the influence of fentanyl and other crap. Okay? And he was. In the toxicology, he had 11 nanograms, which means he had a lethal dosage of nanograms of fentanyl in his blood at the time of autopsy, okay? Those are facts. They're not open to opinion. George Floyd, probably, if he had a shot of Narcan, might still be alive, okay? That's the facts. I'm going to continue reading. The Attorney General for the state of Minnesota, who probably issued the latest charge of the third-degree murder and manslaughter, is black. Now, to be honest with you, I think what should have happened to this guy has been his previous behaviors. He should have been pulled from the force because he doesn't know how to interact with the public. But we need to start realizing we're putting cops in an extremely dangerous position where they're really a good chance they're not going to come home to mama. They're going to die dealing with the illegal immigrants, violent criminals, and drug addicts out there that have, in many cases, many bigger weapons than they have. And we have trained police that are not geniuses, and they're operating in milliseconds, just like an athlete in a major league game. and they have to make decisions that may not be good, because we can look at the video afterwards. This guy obviously was not competent to be in that position, but also not supported with non-lethal technology and not given Narcan because the mayor there in Washington, D.C. wouldn't give them the Narcan because it was too friggin' expensive. That's disgusting. Because we have 80,000 people per year now dying of Narcan, inducible, reversible fentanyl toxicological overdoses, and the fentanyl is being made in China, shipped in through Mexico, and monitored by the Special Activity Division of the CIA, who are the one overseeing the overall drug trade. Of all drug trade affiliates in the world are connected to the CIA, okay? You may or may not want to hear this, but this is facts. So we haven't cleaned our streets of drugs. We have people who have no daddy, no restraint. That's a guy who was released from prison. So when we come back, we're going to continue this. And I do insert my comments here because people need to know there's a lot more facts here. And I have this article also on Unreported Truths about COVID-19 and lockdowns. This is done by Alex Berenson. Very, very telling. I'm going to try to put it up on the screen if I can after we finish this letter. This is important, people. You're going to hear the whole truth, whether you like it or not, in this show.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Let's go back to your letter, and we'll continue this dialogue. Now, I do insert these comments because I want people to realize there's more data to it. Now, when I had Matthew on, he got pretty excited about this stuff because he did a lot of research, and I went back and checked it myself. You have to understand, I'm not just an average person. I'm a certified toxicologist with the Pentagon, with the Homeland Security, with the Olympic team, etc., okay? This man was dying of a fentanyl overdose, and if the cops had had Narcan, they probably would have saved his life. And they also would have reversed his immediate bad behavior. because he's under the influence of drugs. Now, the fact is, if you had non-lethal technology, let's say a drone force, let's say a drone tech, you may be like a young person had a drone, a couple of drones, he could have pressed a button, and even if the person is running away, would hit him with a drone net or knock him with a non-lethal weapon, like a vertical weapon, and then they'd hit the ground. Because, you see, we developed these other technology we call non-lethal, but they're not really. When police in Hong Kong are shooting rubber balls at someone, you can't shoot directly at someone. You're supposed to bounce off something and then hit them. If you hit them directly, you can puncture your eyeball over here in the chest like it did a young person in Hong Kong last week, and they died. It went through their chest like boom, and it killed them. You can't think a taser is non-lethal when 25% of the people, if they're hit and somebody knows how to use it, and they hit, say, their neck or an upper part of their body, it can cause a cardiac arrhythmia and arrest. So, you know, when you have pops are trained to protect themselves. So your comment, John, go ahead and tell me what you think about this.
Well, what I was trying to point out here, Dr. Deagle, was that practically all of the people in Minneapolis who made decisions like the lightest charge of third-degree murder and manslaughter, that was probably made by the attorney state general who was also black. And at the same time, we're hearing such terms as people of privilege and other former Soviet and communist statements or nomenclatures being used. And because the Marxist organizations of the New World Order are behind this, they intend to destroy America and our God-given rights. And people do not understand this. This is very disturbing to me because of the news media is basically...
Well, to me, here's what has to happen. If I was advising Trump, the first thing I'd do is any media, any journalists, any politicians that are promoting riots or revolution would be jailed. I'd have an executive order and an emergency declaration of the... not necessarily full martial law, but a declaration of emergency status. Josh Bernstein's plan to turn off the electricity, power, and sewage and surround the place with one little exit area from the razor wire would stop it. Because remember this guy that's ordering Chaz to change the chop and, you know, this this protest zone, they call it, is passing out AK-47s and actually getting corrupted money from people that actually be in there. They're going to run out of money. They're going to run out of water and electricity and even sewage treatment. And they're going to be forced the next 48 hours to leave. We cannot allow this to metastasize to other cities or other countries, because it won't just be in America. There's people protesting in other countries thinking they saw the video clip, and they're making value decisions on things. They're basically trying to remove their police force in their country. This is not just an American problem. It's a worldwide problem.
Yes.
Now, the latest thing I saw on early this morning, was China in Focus NTD that's affiliated with the Epoch Times. And they just advanced their new technology for monitoring everybody. And they now have, they've launched now this week, they have one camera for every 202 individuals in China. That means there are 1.4 billion people. They've got so many cameras now with the monitoring and tracking your cell phone. They can see you and do a voice activated and a facial activated analysis of who you are and where you're going in real time anywhere in China now. Now, they want to bring that technology because the tech companies are doing this in China, are using China as a laboratory. They want to bring that to the West. Now, in the future, they want to have drones and killer robots that are autonomous and other things. And a lot of the policing we see done by the police will be done by cyber technology in the future, including remote cyber technology, including remote drones and cyber tech warrior robots and so on, like Terminator. People say, oh, they can't do that. I say, you know what? You have no idea. Even someone inside a Terminator robot operating 1,000 miles away can operate with you now, because they already have it. I know from my classified sources inside the U.S. military. We have cyber tech warrior robots. So do the Russians. Some of the most advanced are actually South Korea, believe it or not, and Japan, Japanese.
Yes.
Now, you got to understand here, people, it's a very dark future unless you understand where we're going, and we don't want to go there. Now, that dark future means chipping you, tracking you, changing your genetics, decreasing your fertility, decreasing your IQ, and shortening your lifespan so they can terminate you when they desire to. Or, just like when my friend told me back in 1994, I said, well, he said, I want to show you something. So he popped the trunk and showed me his satellite phone. I said, why did you show me that? He said, because he never retired from the NSA. They used to call it no such agency, just to be sarcastic. I said, well, how would they retire you in the past? He said, well, before the late 1970s, they double tap you, which means two 22 caliber bullets to the forehead and left ventricle with no exit wounds. You wouldn't have blood everywhere. Ooh. He said, well, we stopped doing that by the early 80s. We'd hit you with a directed energy weapon or do. They could give you a stroke, heart attack, or cancer. So, whoa. He said they hit you with either a beam directly from a local drone or a vehicle, or now they're working on things like satellite, which will be down the road back. This was back in the 90s. Now, you have to understand, that's the reason why they want social distancing. It's not because of the virus spread. Because the virus, if you cough, the microvesicles, which is the only way the virus can spread, can go up to 29 to 40-some feet. Now, if you have a mask on, you can block it. Even a mask, because these particles are 500 nanometers. They're not viral particles. They're a vesicle that's thousands of times bigger than carry thousands of viruses, DNA, RNA, and proteins, and so on. Viruses are inanimate objects that can't do a freaking thing unless they're in a vesicle. That's a fact. Look at Dr. Kaufman's videos and others. My research, my patent, which is over at Brighteon. A virus cannot infect you. That's why the thing that started off the Black Plague was a rat biting a person, so the rat blood and human blood mixed to create new recombinants, and the person then created vesicles in their stool or their cough or their detained tissue, and those vesicles infected other people, including other rats, which acted as a vector. Same thing with the vaccine program of typhus in 1918 to 1917, and this virus was not a leak out of a lab of a virus particle getting out of the Wuhan lab, or a wet market. In fact, wet markets are cleaner, believe it or not, than our abattoirs that slaughter animals in the West. Do you know that? Their slaughterhouses, called wet markets, are cleaner than our slaughterhouses in the West. And the animals are not given genetically modified grains and other crap, and pesticides and other crap. They're basically, a lot of them are wild animals that are living in the wild, and they literally slaughter them on the spot and give you an animal that's fresh because it just died. So, the idea that that's the source of the virus when there was no bats even in that area is a bold-faced lie.
Yeah.
The only way this virus could happen is they actually wanted to declare war on us because of the trade war with Trump last May of 2019. And it's even in the globalist plan with the Event 201 with Bill Gates and the United Nations, the World Health Organization, the hotel in New York in October. At the same time the virus program was going on with the vaccine program in Wuhan, that's when the virus escaped. The vaccine program created the plague. It's only Belt and Road Nations. In fact, I tried to get Hartley Schlanger back on the program. He's been on for 10 years plus. He won't come back on. You know why? He knows I tagged him for the last year or so because Belt and Road is a projection of the communist Chinese. And their vaccine program was they were going to vaccinate themselves and release the plague to kill us to take over the world in a world government run by the globalists and the communist Chinese, etc. All these maniacs. If you think I'm making this up, you're an idiot and you're going to die hard like Bruce Willis. Die hard. It's not made up. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's an ugly fact.
Yes, it is.
This is the guy.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On the day President Trump signs an executive order on police reform, senators on Capitol Hill are taking a look at some of the policies of force used by the police. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump made a strong stance about police chokeholds.
Apparently the president came out with a call to abolish chokeholds. Seems to me that it's come time for us to move on from chokeholds.
The price tag for dealing with the economic damage caused by the COVID-19 pandemic will near $2.5 trillion, and that does not include any future bills currently being debated. The nonpartisan CBO reported the four emergency relief bills passed so far will add $2.4 trillion to the nation's deficit. More stimulus is being bantered about on Capitol Hill as well. This is USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence on the road in Iowa touring Winnebago Industries, telling the employees there that the economy is reopening thanks to President Trump's leadership.
You know, thanks to the leadership of President Trump and Governor Kim Reynolds and all the good people of the Hawkeye State, I'm proud to report to you, here and across America, we slowed the spread. We flattened the curve. We saved lives. And that's why we're opening up America again. You did it.
The vice president also blaming the media for stroking concerns of a second wave of coronavirus. Walmart is beginning a trial run of a store without cashiers. The retail giant's Fayetteville, Arkansas store will make the switch in an effort to see if it can speed up customer service and help keep human interaction down during the pandemic. Instead of cashiers, all checkouts will be self-serve. Now, there will be someone supervising those checkouts, though. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's now with orders to stay at home.
Ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We're going to continue our reading here, this letter. Now, I'll insert some comments, but it has a National Guardsman report you mentioned we're going to talk about here, too. Firstly, the idea of, so why are we hearing in terms of both such as people of privilege? Again, this is one of the things that's kind of strange in other former Soviet and communist kind of descriptive statements being used, okay? It's because of the Marxist organizations and a New World Order behind this, including things like George Soros, Hollywood stars, billionaires, globalists, the United Nations World Health Organization, Agenda 2030. They've already laid it out. Last week they met, 1 week ago, with Mr. Schauf, S-H-U-F, the founder of the World Economic Forum. He mentioned the fourth industrial revolution, which involves turning human beings into cyborgs, interfacing with us, tracking us, and changing our genetics and vaccinating the hell out of us. 14 of the 17 points of the World Economic Forum and the International Monetary Fund when they met are to vaccinate us, which is tied to the Gates Foundation, which is population reduction, population sterilization, life expectancy shortening, the IQ shortening, and cyber tech monitoring of us, modifying even our genetics. If you don't believe this is what their plan is, it's open. They're telling you straight up what they're doing. Even in these meetings, and people say, I still don't believe you, Deagle. It's like, how dumb can people be when actually someone says it straight up and they don't believe the actual stuff is even in the open media? It's mind-boggling here. So I'm going to continue. So the New World Order behind this says, and the intent to destroy America and our God-given rights. So if you cherish your individual freedom, your right to own and maintain property of any type, and care about their future generations, that means your own body, by the way, it's imperative to become aware of what is actually going on. Take time to study some of the demonstrations that are being confirmed by helicopter cameras without believing what is necessary being reported or saying by the news media. Of course, they're lying about everything, right? Yes, freedom can slip away through your fingers unless we take an effort to become aware. In fact, there's previous political experts who made the statement here, and they have authored by Daisy Luther by the Organic Prepper blog, and I'm going to read this. A social media post has been removed by a member of the Washington National Guard has been shared for more than 7,000 times since it was written on June 12th. It's a true education in mob mentality. As Toby Cowern says, look how much othering has been done already. Once that's happening, there's a big problem. He's right. And here's the shocking truth about what's really going on in Seattle from a person who had a front row ticket to the mayhem. An eyewitness account. This, by the way, a special forces person. An eyewitness account. I previously said I had a lot to say regarding my experiences while in downtown Seattle and incoming very long post. When came home, I was exhausted, angry, and saddened by what I had experienced. I said I needed to share what happened, but I also said I needed some time to rest and reflect. My unit was activated for 12 days. We worked long hours, but we continued to stay dedicated to the state and the mission. But you can't stop now. I've been up all night trying to get my best to put my words that I experienced and observed. This is too important to wait. I rarely post on social media, but I'm making this post hoping it reaches those that want to know the truth. I can imagine that given the current environment, this post may cause some controversy. That is not my intention whatsoever. I agree the excessive use of force in Minnesota was inexcusable, but reacting with hatred and violence is contradictory to the message of peace and change. Either way, people need to know what's actually happening behind the guise of this movement. Whether localized or nationalized, what I witnessed needs to stop. And he put some capital letters there, activation. I was working within rights, and the day of my phone call, I had difficulty sleeping that morning. I had a lot on my mind, and I was decided I was going to stay up and do some yard work. As I was preparing to go outside, I started receiving text messages and phone calls. We've been activated. Hit time at the armory is 1700. I looked at my watch, and I had maybe an hour before hit time. Well, I'm going to be late. I thought I'd immediately respond to the text message and phone calls telling me I would be there as soon as possible. What was going to be late? Why was it going to be late? My unit is Western Washington, and I live in Southwestern Washington. To drive at a pace much faster than the speed limit, I'd be lucky to make it in 3 hours. Without hesitation, I grabbed all my staged military gear and threw it in the back of my vehicle. I figured, heck, it's an emergency. They're not going to have time to put out a packing list, so I might well bring everything. As I was throwing military gear in my vehicle, I received a text message telling me to pack for at least a week. Wow, this is serious, I thought. Being activated and expecting the mission to last a week or more, whatever the activation was for, it was going to be an uphill battle. I threw a few uniforms, week's worth of clothing in my rucksack, and proceeded to drive to the armory. Preparation. I arrived at the armory in the evening and realized I had now been awake for over 24 hours. I contacted my chain of command and determined we'd leave at zero to dark 100 for Seattle. I gathered my issued equipment, added it to my rucksack, and then tried to take a one-hour nap. I woke to people on the move and bright fluorescent lights. It felt like I had just closed my eyes, but it was go time. I grabbed my bags and met with my unit in the parking lot of the armory. There was no time to waste. We loaded every cot. We had all our personal equipment, right? All our personal bags and whatever we could quickly think of that we needed. We loaded our transportation and were off to Seattle in what seemed like minutes. The build-up. On our way to Seattle, I had time to dwell and self-reflect. What so out of control that the guard would be called up? Who and or what is going on to be protecting? Am I going to be protecting rights, life, property, or all of the above? I told myself that no matter what happens, I will do my utmost to remain impartial, to uphold the Constitution, to protect the rights of the citizens of the United States, and to protect life and property to the best of my ability. As a soldier, we take an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. By the way, I put a big on domestic. Regardless of the political climate, a soldier has responsibility to remain impartial to ensure all citizens' rights are protected and that the Constitution is adhered to. As we approached Seattle, I did so with an open mind and a sympathetic heart. I prayed that I may understand whoever needs our help, that I may do my job to the utmost of my ability and that the rights of all those involved could be preserved. The gear. Per order of the governor of Washington State, Jay Inslee, the Washington Army National Guard went to Seattle completely unarmed. Whoa, that doesn't make sense, does it?
No.
We're not unarmed. In capital letters, by the way. We had no way to defend ourselves and had to rely on the Seattle Police Department to protect us. What the hell? Not all of us had vests or plates that would stop rifle bullets. In the beginning, most of us didn't even have shin guards that could guard the shins of their lower leg. A few soldiers didn't have batons. Shields were hit or miss. But we ended up sharing whatever we could. Wow, the riots. Oddly enough, my first day was one of the hardest days. We touched ground and were immediately dispatched to the Seattle Police Department, SPD, East Precinct near the intersection of the 11th Street and Pine Street, Capitol Hill. This location would become very familiar to me due to all the peaceful protests noting rioting here almost every night. Only one other until unit arrived until the day before we did, and they were sent to Westlake Center due to being actively vandalized and destroyed. Wow. Before I talk about the first day, I had to admit that my squad was later sent to Westlake. When I was there, I saw remnants of fire and broken glass everywhere I went. Almost all glass areas were boarded up, and the areas where it was devoid of business. What I and most of my locals didn't know is that Westlake is a shopping center. It's blocks upon blocks of popular businesses in downtown Seattle. It's essentially an outdoor shopping mall. Due to the fall, the fact that not a single store was open, I was curious about the extent of damage to the areas that the night before. While I was looking through the photos of Google while on the break, one of the Seattle Police Department pointed to an area down the street and said, "The bastards torched my patrol car right here." Wow. As she said that, the newspaper headline photo lit my smartphone screen, and I could see protesters celebrating around the broken business windows and a couple vehicles that were aflame. We'll continue in just a moment. Amazing. Wow.
Now, these people were completely unprepared.
Yeah, exactly. Unprepared and unarmed.
The virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 masks, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Online.
Continued at, and I'm going to read this letter as it continued. As she said, the newspaper headline photo, it lit my smartphone screen as I could see protesters celebrating around a broken business window and a couple of vehicles that were aflame. I thought to myself, why would someone do this? Question mark. As I read through the headlines, I came to realize the businesses were broken into, looted, and then set ablaze, all in the name of Black Lives Matter, which doesn't make it all sense, does it?
No.
I tried my best to connect the dots, but how does it social injustice relate to graffiti, theft, and malicious mischief and arson? If there is a specific political statement from these crimes, even the news media didn't interpret or understand it, and they certainly didn't want to, did they? It was obviously a crime of opportunity. Returning back to my first day at East Precinct, I was assigned as one of the squad leaders. My squad, consisting of primarily soldiers from my unit, were fairly distinct. Like everyone else in my unit, we wore a black vest that distinguished us against every other guardsman in Seattle. I can explain why but it's not relevant. If you want proof of where I was, find soldiers with black vests in Seattle. I was one of them. Anyways, this is the next group. On the first day, we were initially on the first line between the Seattle police officers at the East Precinct. The officers were carrying shields like us that day. During the protest, I observed officers shaking hands with those yelling at them. I also saw one officer approaching a man crying in the crowd. The officer asked the male if he wanted to hug, and the protester replied, yes. I watched as the officer embraced and comforted the crying protester. Seeing these things, I thought to myself, why am I here? Seattle Police Department obviously has a connection with the population. What am I supposed to accomplish or prevent here? It didn't take long for that to change. I looked up at up a position on our right flank, recognized a weakness in our line. A female quickly made eye contact with me or recording me with her cell phone and started yelling, hey, Army, where are you from? I told her I was a soldier with the Washington Army National Guard. She asked if I lived in Washington State. I told her, yes, I'm a citizen of Washington State, just like you. She then abruptly said, why do you guys keep killing us? What? I told her, excuse me, I haven't killed anyone. She looked at me, befuddled, and said, "You guys keep killing us. You should, you know your training. Don't you have some sort of limitation where you can't kill people? You know where you can only shoot us if we shoot at you." At this point, I obviously knew she was referring to our rules of engagement, REL they call it, but it was obvious she was trying to provoke me. I tried to explain to her what she was saying wasn't true, but she kept interrupting me. Every time I tried to speak, she'd raise her voice and interrupt me. As she continued to escalate, I recognized she was trying to provoke me, an exaggerated reaction out of me. I looked at her, shrugged, and proceeded to ignore her as I scanned the crowd. She grumbled and said, "You don't even know your own regulations." I looked at her, shrugged again, and continued to ignore her. As I was scanning, I saw a male protester point out and move towards an African-American police officer. The protester proceeded to yell, asking why the officer was on the white man's side. He called the officer an Uncle Tom, a pretender, a race traitor, and an N-word I'd prefer not to use. Every fiber of my being wanted to lash out. How can you use racist terms and protest racism while you're using it as a derogatory manner towards someone else? How can you even find fault in someone that is remaining peaceful, that is protecting your rights, and is obviously concerned for the community? I was furious as the protester continued berating the officer. Then we got replaced by another squad for relief. During their protest, I observed multiple people call tell out to shut up because of their white privilege. I also saw two protesters almost get into the fight because one wasn't let the other, the black man, speak. Another protester, when a male had a megaphone, yelled, "Listen to him, he's black." I was raised under the impression that equality means treating everyone equally. Race wouldn't cease to be an issue until we stop talking about it. All my brothers and sisters are one color, green. It's cool to color your heritage, but no one gets special anything due to her skin tone. Everyone is treated by the same and everything is equal. How is this equality a hard concept? I talked to my soldiers during the downtime, and I had a few of African-American soldiers in my squad. I pointed out and talked to them about what I had just observed. I told them they may be focused upon that the racists in the crowd might single them out because they're African-American. It wasn't long before we returned to the protest line. I should start gambling because it didn't take long for the African-American soldiers to get singled out. I'm not going, in other words, you would have won. I'm going to repeat the hate, racism, and discontent directed at my soldiers. As they feel the need to share what was directed at them by the hypocritical protesters, they'll do so. Either way, every single soldier in my unit was phenomenal. Not a single soldier lost their military bearing or professionalism. Not a single protester got anyone in my squad to break their military bearing. Not a single soldier lashed out at the complete and utter stupidity of the racism coming from the hypocrites. After each one of my soldiers was focused upon, I pulled them aside and later commended them on their military bearing and discipline. I reiterated to each one of them that the rioters were trying to provoke them to react. I told my soldiers to maintain their discipline and to not worry about the protesters overstepping. I told them I'd be right there to address any protesters touching them or pushing the boundaries. I have to say, I'm a prior active duty soldier, and these guard soldiers were on point. They must have had some hard-charging drill sergeants, because all of them maintained their military bearings through this whole ordeal, and I'm proud as hell to call them my brothers and sisters. Some highlights. All of you soldiers should have died in Iraq. You're nothing but a bunch of Vietnam baby killers. This is what's being said, believe it or not. The only thing that you know what to do is to murder people. All people should be afraid of you. You're nothing but killers. You guys must be ready to kill people with your kung fu gloves. I'm legitimately afraid of you guys because all of you know what to do is to kill. Who exactly are you here to protect? You rather protect your property than people? You should be pointing weapons at the police. You're on the wrong side, racists. Stop following orders and join us. You're too dumb to form your own opinion. What matters? Black Lives Matter? Are you too stupid to get that? You guys need to stop shooting people. You guys need to stop gassing us. We never had firearms. Only a resin, capsicum, OC, a tear gas, or any other weapons. They had nothing, basically. Not even what I have in my home, believe it or not. Some of these comments were made toward us while we were just standing in the area away from any protest line without any riot shield. On the first day, they continued to try to provoke a response from the officers and the guardsmen, and no one provided a response. I was on the line near the center right, and I remember the plastic water bottle being thrown direct across the line by protesters on my right side towards a police officer. Soon after, a bottle landed on the left, right behind our line. I yelled out, "Shields up!" Without hesitation, our entire line of guardsmen moved forward and placed ourselves between the rioters and the police officers, right? Because they're throwing water bottles. The protesters began throwing rocks, glass bottles, and chunks of concrete. Whoa, that can kill you. I was over there all day. There wasn't any construction going on. There wasn't a pile of concrete or bricks anywhere to be seen. In other words, they brought them in. I heard that they actually saw the actual videos with pallets being brought in by Soros and Antifa and these other people actually bringing them in. All I saw were younger people with heavy backpacks. They were grabbing chunks of concrete from their backpacks to throw at us. Why is it that important? Why should you carry chunks of concrete to a protest? Because you plan on throwing the concrete. When the concrete began to rain down on us, it came from all directions. What does that mean? It was coordinated. They planned to assault us with concrete. I didn't realize until later, but I have to tell you, I really pissed my off when I thought about the situation. By the way, we're going to continue in the video period. Although the Genesis show's over, it'll be over on video, so we'll continue reading this letter. John, you just stay right there, and we're going to continue, okay?
Sounds good.
Don't go away, people. Go to my Vita Radio. It'll be over on our YouTube channel here. We'll have it all up. I'm going to continue reading. The officers tried to protect us by using the less lethal means, OC, OCS, etc. No lethal force was used. Could the Seattle police use lethal force in that situation? Absolutely. A chunk of concrete to the head can kill someone. What no one realizes because of the media is biased as hell that at least these police officers were injured that day for SPD used less lethal means to de-escalate the situation. One officer told a chunk of concrete his right eye.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition. In one great tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com.
For the defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic nutriodine, NutraSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid block, blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.